Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Now, our guest today is Osi Mizrahi. Osi Mizrahi is the founder of Osi Oils, and you can find out more about Osi Mizrahi and her wonderful work at her website, osioils.com. Welcome, Osi Mizrahi.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Catherine, for having me. I'm so excited to drop in.
And Osi Mizrahi, for our audience, is also an Ayurveda alchemist. Mm-hmm. So Osi Mizrahi, can we start for our audience? Can you give us an overview? What exactly is Ayurveda?
So Ayurveda is a life science. And this is a way for us to connect deeper into ourselves. I always say that if we use the wisdom of Ayurveda in this modern life, we can really enhance our health.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Now, what inspired you to create Osi Oils?
It's a really great question. I grew up really near a farm in Israel. And being part of nature and earth and the rhythm of life really, really created who I am in a sense of that Ayurveda became part of my journey, my healing journey. And it's something that, brought me back into myself and the home within.
Now, when were you introduced to Ayurveda, and how did Ayurveda help your life and your health?
So in 2006, I'm a yoga teacher, been studying for many, many years. And yoga is the connection between the body, the mind, and the spirit. And I also, the sister of yoga is Ayurveda. That's the way I look at it. And Ayurveda is more of the science of the healing. If it's the herbs, if it's the oils, if it's you add spices into your food, Ayurveda should be integrated into your life, into your daily life. And when, as I was saying before, I grew up near a farm, and that really informed, my childhood, where, the rhythm of the season and the senses and between the mountain and the water and the air and the space, this is basically what Ayurveda is and how I connected deeply into myself through yoga and through Ayurveda.
Now, how do the principles of Ayurveda influence your work in Osi Oils?
I got really sick, where I had a lot of digestive inflammation. They didn't know what it was. Initially, they thought I have a Crohn's disease. Then that was not the issue. Then it was colitis, and it was IBS. And then eventually, with all this diagnosis, it wasn't really clear. I just used Ayurveda as a tool for healing. And I went and got Panchakarma, and Pancha mean extract your karma, extract the toxins. And after that practice of a year, of I'm sorry, of not a week, but about 10 days that I did this healing modality, Panchakarma, and it was like pouring oils all over my body, eating a mono diet, like a Khichdi diet, having certain, Bastis and and things to really help ex extract the toxic. I felt during that time that my nervous system came into a place of stability. My emotional being started to be more, aligned. Everything just became more clear, and I felt this deep connection that there's something about the treatments of the oils that I had like a download that I have to bring this wisdom into this modern life, and how can I use it in a way that women, Western women, gonna want to put it on their body? Because not every woman gonna want to put sesame oil on their body and go outside shopping or go, teach. I love the herbs on my body, but I was thinking about like, okay, how would can we integrate that into women's life? And I realized if I add the smell and if I make them more luxurious, those oils, then you're going to be like, oh, I want to put this on my hair. And then you get the results of the oils on your body. And, it really, it's not just beauty. It is a whole integration of self-care that happens when you use those oils.
Now, Osi Mizrahi, on your website, osioils.com, you have oils recommended for different doshas. Can you please explain for our audience what is a dosha?
Yeah, this is a great question. So, doshas are really connected into the elements. You can say that the Vata dosha, which is, I'm a Pitta dosha, and I have, second one is Vata and then a Kapha. Most of us have three and a different amount. But also, it depends on your age, right? So, I'm entering more of a Vata time, and Vata is more of the air. And air element, my oil called Shine. And I feel like the Vata people are very much like, that you have a little Vata. It's like longer and longer arms, and very creative, and someone who channel, and someone who's like you, medical intuitive. It's that connection to the ether. And but the issue that we have with Vata when it gets this position is, we're not as grounded, and we feel confusion. So Ayurveda doesn't judge, and that's why I really love bringing Ayurveda to everything, because it's like, how do we work with our disposition? How can we enhance our life knowing our dosha? The second one is a Pitta. And Pitta is more like me. It's fire. It's a manifester. It's like a doer. It's very much action oriented. It's the element again of fire. Think about it. Fire is like, oof, it's life force. And it's, life force is also in our digestive. So there's a relationship even that Pitta people would digest their thoughts in their second brain, which is our gut. So someone like me, who is a Pitta constitution, which related to the fire, I can burn out really quickly, right? That's my shtick. So I have to make sure that I stay very grounded and I'm staying cool, a little bit more cooling. So sometimes I would have a lassi with mint. And maybe I would grate some cucumber for cooling. Maybe I'll put some pepper and salt, and then I'll drink it during the day. And maybe I'll refrain from food and let the digestive have some room. So you see, this is like a whole. I can talk about this for an hour. And then you have the kapha element, which is more of the water and the mountain. And those people are sweeter.
Right, and grounded and
Yeah.
slower
Yes.
and bigger and
Yes.
heavier.
Yes.
Yes.
And we love them.
Yes.
But a kapha person would be like, "Oh my God, I want to be skinny." But that's not your body type. That's not going to be healthy for you. Kapha person will need a little bit more ginger. so they can move faster in the morning. They're gonna have some more spicy food than someone like me. Although I love spicy food, but it's more fire.
Right. So for to review for our audience, the three doshas, vata, pitta, and kapha, are personality types, but they're also body types and they're elemental types.
Brilliant, exactly.
And the science of Ayurveda is about bringing balance to your doshas. And as you said, most of us are a mixture, although we do have a primary one. Now, at OSE Oils, you talk about redefining beauty and health. What does that mean to you?
Beauty for me, I can give you an example. I go and practice yoga and I get out of the class and I look at my face and I'm like, oh, you look so beautiful. And I say, why? What did make me after yoga class feel prettier? It's I done a practice that really connected, helped me connect deeper into the mind, body, spirit. I'm more in a union. Right? I'm in a place that my presence, I'm more in a present moment. I slow down. And my whole philosophy of OC oils is the art of beauty is to slow down, is to really reconnect with yourself. There is a bridge between health and beauty. And my mission is really to have that understanding of interconnection between beauty and health. So the healthier, the more you work on your inside, the prettier you're gonna look. And then you use the oils. The oils is not just for the skin, for the external, although your skin is the biggest organ. So let's not forget it. You use those oils that have hundreds of herbs in them. They've been cooked for 3 days. This is my process. My process is very traditional. Like, I'm not playing around. I'm doing it the Ayurveda way. And the way I'm making it more modern Ayurveda is I add certain things that will be wonderful for women's health and will also give you the senses, because for me, smell is so important and connecting to the senses is so important. So I really believe that beauty is also sensuality and intimacy with yourself. And the self-care is a sacred practice.
Beautiful explanation. And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. You're listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. Our guest today is Osi Mizrahi of OSEOils.com. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. We'll be right back.
Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So, OC Ms. Rahi, here we are at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. And so many of us, when we think about being healthy, we think about eating well or taking natural healing supplements or exercising and doing our yoga and our walking and meditating to calm our mind. And not many of us think about oils. That for many of us, that's not the first thing that comes to our mind. Can you explain the connection between oils and healing in Ayurveda?
Yes, this is a great question. As I said before, our biggest organ is the skin. So whatever you put on your body, you know, that's why it's the, you know, in 20, the research is saying that in 2030, the wellness world and Ayurveda will be worth about $7 billion, this industry. Think about the shift that we're going through. Girls, the age 29 and up, are actually searching for cleaner products right now, right? Clean, pure products. So if we're using oils onto our biggest organ, we actually bring in food. We put in food in our skin. This is, goes into your nervous system and into your bones. This is not staying at the surface level. Now, we're taking those oils that have been cooked with herbs like ashwagandha, which we all know about. Everybody know about ashwagandha. 20 years ago, nobody knew about it. Right now, every person know about how important it is to take, especially for women, ashwagandha, right? Rebalance your hormones.
Yeah, and for our audience who doesn't know about ashwagandha, ashwagandha is an adaptogen. If you're too high, it brings you down. If you're too low, it brings you up. So it's an adaptogen. It helps you adapt to stress.
Yes. So the way I looked at it, I started with, okay, I have digestive issues. Let me start massaging my belly. Let me connect to my digestive. Let me have a relationship, an intimate relationship with what's happening around my belly area, which is not only your liver, pancreas, it's also the women organs there, right? So the whole area and your second brain, if you talk about serotonin, right? So I was like, okay, let's use Ayurveda herbs. Let's cook them, you know, the traditional way, make them into teas. Then I'll mix them with sesame oil or cold oil, cold press. And then I'm going to put essential oils like sandalwood, you know, like neroli, that have incredible benefits to massage around my belly. So now I'm bringing food while I'm doing this sacred practice, while I'm doing this self-care, while there's a relationship, intimate relationship with myself. All of this create this healing modality. So I'm using the oil as a carrier, you know, to bring information and energies and intuition into my body. For me, my brand is not just about selling oils. There is a history, there's a wisdom of 5,000 years old that I am basing my brand and my products on. This is it saved my life. Let's put it this way. I went to Ayurveda in a very critical time in my life, and I used this wisdom in a non-judgmental way, in a very simple way that was easy, small steps, like adding cardamom into my coffee, something like that, or adding ginger if you decide to eat meat, you know, things like that. You know, it's so I for me, the oils are the main connection to Ayurveda, because it is that connection. And then I see my skin. If you touch my skin, it's like butter. You know, I always had this like, oh, I'm so lucky because I am having this, you know, Abhyanga, which is the self oil massage. I do it daily, and I do it before I go to sleep, and I massage my hair with, you know, with great ingredients for my skull, you know, for my hair follicles, you know, like castor oil. You know, everybody now know castor oil is, you know, the saying, the Egyptian queen used to use castor oil. Now we're back into castor oil. Castor oil is really good for hair growth. It's also wonderful to do packs on your stomach. So I have those products on my breasts, on my belly, on my hair. And that's the beauty of it, is because when you have knowledge and we understand how we can affect, our health and our beauty, there's a correlation. And then you ease in the oils to get there.
So for our audience, for example, when I have clients who go and get a mammogram and they find microcalcifications in their breasts, one of the self-care steps that you can take is an Ayurvedic breast oil and massage your breasts. And you're not just massaging your breasts and getting the lymphatic system moving in the breast, you're actually putting healing energy and healing herbs into your breasts. Now, OC Mizrahi, we talked about the three doshas, vata, pitta, and kapha. So let's go through it. OC oils. What sort of oils do you have for the vata people?
So the Vata people, I have shine, and the essential oils that I put predominant is rose.
Okay.
And we source the rose from Hungary. We find farms that make in high quality rose. It's very important to me to source my product from a great clean farms. And there are a few herbs in the also in shine that are great for a Vata constitution.
So how would a Vata person use the shine oil?
Great question. So I would boil a pot with water. I put the bottle, it's a glass bottle, sustainable, very important for me too. I put the glass bottle, let it warm up. Then I take the oil, pour a few generously on your hand, and rub your hands and start with the feet. Massage your feet, go around up, the ankle, massage your knee, go around your thighs, the belly. Then go around your hands all the way up into the heart, massage the breast. I sometimes I do even, I use the breath with the oils, and I do movements. So I do like 30 times around my breast, 30 times around my belly. I do it around my elbows. So you want to lubricate your joints because Vata tend to be dry.
Right.
So,
And
yeah.
by rubbing the oils, you're also stimulating the lymphatic system. And many of us
Exactly.
are not aware that the lymphatic system is twice as large as the circulatory system for the blood. So, anything else, any other oil that you have for the Vata people at OC Oils?
I think Vata people will have thinner hair, tend to have thinner hair and brittle hair, so the hair oil will be a wonderful thing to use. Digestive is also some constipation. You would have someone with Vata constitution, so I would use the belly oils as well. Those are products. And look, my face oil is probably my best-selling product, the Glow. And they have neem in it and certain things that you would have with someone with Vata constitution if they have like, red spots or dryness or certain disposition on the skin, the Glow is a great product as well.
Now, what about for the Pitta people? What sort of products do you recommend for the Pitta people?
So I love sandalwood. I just like addicted to sandalwood. So I put sandalwood in the Pitta because I'm a Pitta constitution. And again, I made my products for my students and me. So, I've been teaching yoga for many years, and I would, ask my student, what do you like? Can you try this oil? And that it took me 2 years to create those oils, but my students and my friends and families are, my best clients because I made that for them, because it's a really close relationship with the oils. And Pitta is the manifest because, as I said, Pitta constitution are manifestors. I call it manifest, and have sandalwood and many other great herbs, Ayurveda herbs. And I would say that the Pitta constitution will also go really well with a flow belly oil, with a Pitta manifest. And for me, I have a little bit of cysts around my breast, And so I used a breast oil, and with the years, usually the cyst, if you know, they get smaller, and if you use packs of castor oils or the which you have in the breast oil, and you can just put a heating pad, the breast oil, it even can help with a you know with a cyst, obviously not cancerous, but yeah.
And what about for the kapha people? What sort of oils do you have for kapha people?
A little more rejuvenation, so I call it rejuvenate oil, and have lavender in it. It's more uplifting because rejuvenate, I mean, kapha constitution will need a little bit more uplifting to be lighter. You know, they sleep late, you know, they're a little bit more tend to be lazy, so it's just giving them a little bit of a lift to feel lighter. Because kapha can tend to feel heavier, you know, not just the skin, the body, the weight, it's also energetically. So the kapha will be great. And also my soothe oil, which is for inflammation, and it have you know, a lot of mint and camphor, so it's very uplifting. I have a client that use my soothe oil for her breast, and she's a kapha constitution because she gets soreness around her breast area, so she massages her breast with the soothe oil, which is Maharani oil, is which we call it in Ayurveda. Yeah.
So how can we use these oils? If I was one of your customers, or if I wanted to become your customer, how would you recommend that I use these oils for my well-being?
You know, the thing about my website and you know join my mailing list is that I'm all about education. You know, I'm not you know, the second thing for me was about the oils. I'm first and most is a teacher, and so it's very important for me is to create a community of Ayurveda practitioners. And so we have about 55 affiliates in our company, and it's growing, and those affiliates are educated in Ayurveda, and we are putting out there a lot of information. We have IG Live, and we explain all about how to use and what is Ayurveda in the most simple way. So you know, you would you, it's a learning process, but I would say warm all my oils, find out your constitution. You the truth is, between me and you, you can use like I'm not fully vata, I'm more kapha, but I love to use the vata oil in the fall. And I like to use the pitta oil in the summer. And I also use it in the season. And I like to use the kapha oil in a certain time of the year. So those oils you can use, you can play with them because we all everything. And that's what I love about Ayurveda. We, you know, Ayurveda is like everything, is how you eat, is how you engage with people, is how you sleep. Ayurveda is in everything, is part of your life. So I would say warm the oils and just practice breath work and use the oils on your body, but make sure you warm
Okay, we
them.
warm them up first, and then you mentioned that your personal practice to rub the oil on your feet, on your legs, on your belly, on your breasts, on your face,
Yes.
and then in your hair, right?
Yeah.
And as you mentioned earlier, one of the things with Sofa
Sorry.
natural healing is that there's really a good rule: don't put anything on your skin that you wouldn't put in your mouth, because
Yes.
whatever you put on your skin is going to go directly into the cells. So, at any rate, when we go to the website ocoils.com, we can look for different recommendations based on vata, pitta, and kapha. Now, one of the things that's true, if you go to almost any wellness website, there's just a bunch of products and they're presented out there as if they're for everybody. What's the difference between ocoils, and how is ocoils different from other wellness brands?
This is such a, you know, it's a great, it's a great question. You know, when I created the product, it was a very personal relationship with Ayurveda and the oils. You know, OCL isn't just about creating product, it's about cultivating a lifestyle. Our offering are deeply rooted in ancient Ayurveda wisdom, and they're designed for modern life. So each product is crafted with intention, using ingredients that are pure, effective, and in harmony with nature. This is what set us apart, how personal it is. Every oils tell a story and invites people into a ritual of self-love and connection.
So if I was going to use the osu oils, how much time would you recommend that I spend rubbing the oils on my body and as part of a self-care practice?
Yeah, you have great questions. I would say that I always, my meditation teacher would say, start with 10 minutes a day meditating. And, when I started acting, I took acting classes, my teacher would say, just practice your line 20 minutes a day. Everything is about not overwhelming. Ayurveda is not about overwhelming yourself. It's about simplicity. It's about integration. So I would say that ritual, I cannot go outside before I do my rituals. So, my rituals are tongue scrape. My rituals are nasya. I have clear Ayurveda nostril oil to lubricate my nostril. I do not go outside unless I'm feeling like I'm protected. There's a certain amount of energy, and I'm getting rid of my toxin by doing a tongue scrape. I also do dry brushing. I take a shower, and then I put the oils. And sometimes I don't do the full Abhyanga, which is feet all the way up, belly, breast. Sometimes I just want to spend time on my breast this morning. So we take the breast oil, and I'll massage my breast. And you have jasmine in it, so you smell so good. And those essential oils are really protection energetically. As you know, with all your experience and your wisdom and your expertise, you know how important it is for us to protect our energy field. So I'm doing that, and I almost every day I do the belly oil, either with my manifest pitta oil, or I use my belly oil to do the belly massage. And it doesn't take me more than 10 minutes, everything I just told you. And that's for me one of the self-care practices. Or I would do hot water with lemon in the morning. That for me will be the Ayurveda for the day. And before I go to sleep, I take a few drop of the hair oil, I massage it, and I actually massage around a little bit of the lymphatic area and the vagus nerve, and then I massage my head. I kind of grate it, so it helped me reduce the stimulation of the mind, because I'm very much like I'm all day long creating and doing, like you constantly we're doing. So I want to lower the sound and really calm my mind. So I do the head massage with very little oil at night, and then I go to sleep.
Brilliant information. Now, of course, people are learning about OC oils in this interview, but you mentioned that you also do Instagram Live. Will you share with our audience what is your Instagram site and how do people sign up so they can learn OC oils through your Instagram Live programs?
So we said the most important is go to ocoils.com and join my mailing list, and you're going to get an announcement. And then OC Oils is also my Instagram feed, and we have a few lives already that are on Instagram, and you can look at the past one. They're all relevant to today. And there's a lot more to come, and I'm really also excited. Soon I'm gonna have my book published, so you're gonna have even more more information about my journey for healing and really creating those products, and why Ayurveda and why is it important, the self-care and more.
Now, you also mentioned that you have affiliates and people can be affiliates to sell your pro the OC oils to their customers. Where can people learn to become an affiliate?
Yeah, if you go on my website and you're going to see an email set partners with OC Oils, and we have a dedicated team to help you integrate into our community. You become part of a community. This is about really sharing information, but also helping each other. So every affiliate get a spotlight. She get to bring a subject. Me and her talk about the subject in public. We let everyone come in our community, and we share really great wisdom and teaching. And also, you can also become an affiliate and get a code. So if your people buy the product, they get discount, and you also can profit for it as a Ayurveda affiliate, which is great. It's money is energy, and it's basically helping each other grow. I really love that women are independent. It's really important to me to have that energy in my company where we help each other grow financially, spiritually, physically, in all levels. So and it's a strong community. We have doctors of Ayurveda in the community. We have yoga teacher. We have a nutritionist, and and it's growing.
So that's absolutely wonderful. UK Health Radio currently, as of this recording, is in 54 countries. We're on 15 podcast platforms all over the world. And Ayurveda is a system of natural healing that's used worldwide. So people in many, many countries will want to know about OC oils. Now, with that, let's take another break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. We're listening to OC Mizrahi, creator of OC oils and Ayurvedic alchemist. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
OC Mizrahi. So we talked earlier about one of the self-care practices that helps break up microcalcifications in the breast is actually Ayurvedic breast oil. And it's a very simple little practice that you can do. So many women are afraid of breast cancer. And they should be because breast cancer is a terrible cancer that affects so many women. So these Ayurvedic breast oils are a very important part of self-care and prevention. And then you mentioned that you got into Ayurvedic oils by healing your digestion with Ayurvedic oils. How does belly oil and belly massage help to heal our digestion?
Yeah, so as you know, this is probably the most important question because our digestive is the second brain. And, the belly is regarded as the center of our being. Our second brain, it's where we process not just food, but our thoughts and our emotion and energy. And by massaging, The oils are carefully formulated, herbs that are really wonderful for digestive, but also for hormones. Because as we know, this is also the area where, the women hormones are. And so I wanted to make sure that stimulating this vital area is supporting the digestive. And it's a profound ritual that is grounding and reconnecting to your inner essence.
So if someone is listening to this broadcast and they're like, wait a minute, I have digestive problems. I've tried everything else. I've given up, 20 foods, but I still have digestive problems. How would you recommend going about a belly massage? What oils do you recommend from OC oils, and how do we go about doing that?
So I would say you can use one of the dosha oil. If you really resonate with rose, use rose. If you really resonate with sandalwood, do that. If you want lavender, do that. Smell is very important. If you resonate with the smell, that means it's good for you. It's that simple. Or you can go right away into my belly oil, and it's called flow. Because the flow, as we know, of digestive, I remember my acupuncturist always said to me, make sure there's always flow. This is like, right? We wanted things to move. We want toxin to move. And so, I have my own practice where it goes back to my grandfather who taught me how to do massage when I was little. He was like, your Binti, come massage me. Make it like a dough. Make it like a dough. Like, knead it like a dough. And he like would teach me not to be afraid to touch the body. That was my first connection into touching the body. It was like, playing with my grandfather and kneading his working on his back. And when I do belly massage, I do it as strong. For me, I make a fist. I put oil in my belly button, fill it up. And I go circle clockwise around my belly and around my navel, all around. Sometimes I go lower into the beauty, even the pubic bone. And you basically stimulate that area. And you're also moving air that is trapped. You know how you say colicky baby? When we have, it's the same thing as us as adult. We have air traps. And when you do the belly oil, you kind of move the air, you move the gas. You can take herbs like charcoal, which is really helping you, and to ingest it. And also you can do the belly massage, and both doing very similar things. It's like it's observing all the air, and it's really helping with the movement. So again, when we have this kind of intimate relationship with our belly, with our breast, right? We are not afraid to touch ourselves in a way of connecting as a self-care and have intimate relationship. Then if something feels a little off, we have this intuition, like, oh, I gotta check this. There's no panic. There's something off. I gotta give this attention. And I have downloaded when I do my belly massage. I've downloaded on information. I've downloaded of how I want to end my book. I have download of, oh, what is the name of my book? I have downloads when I work with my belly.
So, as you know, OC Mizrahi, so many people have digestive problems. Even as a medical intuitive healer, I would say at least one-third of my new clients have every kind of di some kind of digestive problem, right? So, in your experience working with OC oils over the years, what sort of digestive problems have the OC oils helped to heal?
This is probably the best question anybody ever asked me, because it literally saved my life. I was told that I'm going to have to be on medication for the rest of my life. And I got out of the hospital and I was like, okay, I'll do it for 6 months and then let's see. And I also practice Kundalini yoga, so I took upon myself a kriya for 40 days that helped me integrate deeper into myself. And I took a journal and I started writing what I'm eating. And I started having a relationship with the food, which is not always digestive issues, not always food. You know, it helps, but it's not always food. It's emotional too. And slowing down was the first thing I did, is I really simplified my life. I got a lot, I had young kids at that time. I got a lot of help, you know, so I can have help with someone chopping the vegetables so I can cook. I had someone helping me drive my kids around so I can stay home. And I took 6 months off. I stopped teaching yoga, stopped doing coaching, and I basically took upon myself to really have a relationship with the oils, doing Abhyanga treatments, doing Shirodhara treatment, oil, hot warm oils pouring over my head. So I started to really work with my nervous system. And that's helped me connect deeper into my also digestive. There's a relationship between everything, right? And I started doing daily massage of oils, and I would do them really deep massage. I would really move my digestive, help and move and massage. It's almost like a muscle. I worked it and worked it and worked it with the oils, and I done castor oil pack.
And can
You
you
know?
explain for our audience how do we do a castor oil pack? Very simply, how do we do that?
Very simple. Again, I like to warm everything. So you can take a heating element of, you know, a hot bottle or heating pad. You know, you pour castor oil. I use flannel cloth. I put it on top. I put the heating element on top of it, and I stay about 2 hours. I keep it on. Sometimes I go to sleep with it.
Yeah, so castor oil straight onto the skin, then flannel pad, then heating pad. Right.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and you can use your castor oil is really sticky. So what I do in my OC oil, belly oil, the flow, I kind of added, but I also, put other ingredients, a nice smell. So it's, you have the neroli, which is orange blossom. It's one of my favorite scent. My grandmother used to use it during the holiday. We used to use, neroli, and it brings me always back into my grandmother, Rose Garden and neroli. So it's also a connection to, Enshin and, my heritage.
You've been listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me at catherinekerrigan.com and unlimitedenergynow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Our guest today has been Osi Mizrahi, founder of OCOils.com. And remember, you can heal yourself naturally with Ayurvedic oils. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.